Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Jim, you wouldn't believe this. There was a delivery.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, where are we at?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Well, just checking the terms.
Oh, this will be good. What are you checking?
Terms of my contract.
For?
Well, I'm not meant to be working on a Friday. What the hell? What is this, Fat?
I dobbed you in. I said Jim would love to do it with me.
This is not part of my deal, but I'll tell you what, because we are getting ready for the big one. The big grand final week, then I won't say we're happy to be here, Bill, but we're putting our best foot forward on a Friday. And This is what this show looks like. Firstly, I'm looking forward to this.
What?
We go through Fat's top five most embarrassing final moments, and we had to bring that back. Because he had lots of them.
Poor Fat.
I'm looking forward to that. And then we've got Jack Steele, who'll win the best and fairest for the Saints tonight.
Yes.
The Trevor Barker medal.
Yep.
And then we've got another Fat Brown Low moment for Thirsty Camel and an idiot foil. What about that for a show?
And a joke, Jim. How good is that? Hey, good to see you. And I'm going to ask you very shortly what the buzz is like over there, but we'll say g'day to Rabsy. Well, there's a couple of times I shouldn't have been on there.
No, that's true.
Very pissed. See, Rabs, you shouldn't run that because the bosses will hear it.
I'm just looking at Brian. Thank you, Brian.
What's Brian doing today?
Well, he's busy. Yeah, the man with the oldest phone and a cracked face, but that phone is working. It's got steam coming off it.
Well,
there are deals going on everywhere with the Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Well, we heard yesterday.
Beautiful.
We heard yesterday, Jim, 10,000 tickets. The last 10,000 tickets were sold in about 9 minutes. So what is the buzz like over there? I don't suppose you can walk down the street yet.
No, we're stuck in the house. But what it is, Bristol's a great example. As you know, amazing live host of live events in Grand Final Week. Very, very busy, Brian. Left and right, doing them here and here and here and here. And he can't keep up.
Yep.
His son Harrison's back in Melbourne trying to get Bristol's diary sorted out. They have about a half hour chat every day, and that makes me chuckle more than anything else, because poor Harrison's trying to get Brian sorted out for grand final week. But look, it's nuts. As you say, the tickets went in 9 minutes, 10,000 tickets, 180,000 people in the queue. You look at the West Australian every day, the paper over here, it says WA home of the grand final.
Of course.
They are that pumped to have this event in this state. It's actually brilliant. I love it.
No, it is. What about the Brownlow? Is there much talk about that? Because that's on Sunday and we're not sure even today, I reckon, how it's going to really work.
We're not sure. but Bill, I don't know myself, and I actually work for the station that's doing it, so I don't know. I think it'll be done virtually as much as they can. But look, common sense heads you towards Clayton Oliver, Ollie Wines and Marcus Bontempelli.
Yep.
Those three with Jack Steele, who we're going to speak to today,
as
maybe the outsider that could jump in. Anyone else that you're interested in?
No, outside that top four, as you said. I think everyone thinks that, and very, very close. And I've got the numbers here, Jim.
Well, go on.
From PointsBet, traders. This is the traders that do all the numbers and figures. So they have got Ollie Wines winning with 29.6 votes. So
0.6?
Yeah, don't just go with it, Jim. It's part of the traders thing. And
points? There's no 0.6 of a vote.
But this is what they've worked it out to be, okay, with whatever they do. So Ollie Wines, 29.6.
Yes.
Clayton Oliver, 29 votes.
Yes.
Then Jack Steele, 28.2.
Ooh.
And then the Bont on 28. So that's how.
Wow-wee.
And I think Daisy even said during the week it might be a three-wayer, a tie.
Well, for me, I think Bontempelli would be a very worthy winner. Up and running, he's the best player in the comp, Marcus Bontempelli. So I would love to see him win. All of those four would be worthy winners. Clayton Oliver, for me, Fat. I think Petrarca and Gorn will probably steal a few away from him.
Yep.
But it will be fascinating.
Well, Bont's a three-voter. When he plays well, he gets three votes. So
hits the scoreboard as well. He's a star.
So I'm with you. Him or Ollie, I reckon, will win it. But yep. It'll be a beauty, and we'll see how it all works out. And we'll have mark of the year and goal of the year and all that. So
they still have the girls and the frocks and everything. How are they going to do any of that in Melbourne, for instance? That's not going to be able to happen.
No. I don't know.
So Perth, they'll be able to get, and Adelaide, where there's no issues, yeah. They're going to be able to do it hopefully slightly differently. But certainly in Sydney and Melbourne, they're going to have just single figures on a Zoom screen.
Yeah, exactly, Jim.
I mean, it's just so bloody stupid, isn't it?
All right, we've got a big show. I tell you what, who's coming up later? Jack Steele, he could win it.
He could easily win it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, though, JB, you've done a little bit of work here because our man Bins has featured in September a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Been very good, too, by the way.
No, not good.
Why do we always look at the old glass half empty?
Well, you're about to hear.
Oh, there's Brian. I can see Brian in the background.
Thank you, Brian. G'day, Brian. Brian.
Hello, Brian. Look at him.
His computer's got flames coming off it. His phone's melted down. You've never seen a busier man than Brian. Thank you, Brian.
There he is.
Here's the tickets you wanted, Jim.
All I can see is that head, Jim.
Quiet.
I can only see his head. Have a look at it.
Shut that down, Bristol.
Bill's top five embarrassing finals moments next on the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you collect unusual? Salt and pepper.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm still in quarantine and it's really now starting to piss me properly off.
It feels like I've been in here a month. It's all happening over here, my friend. Regional Victoria going beautifully.
But don't worry. Once I get out, which is only about 24 hours away, Fat, stand by.
What do you got on?
Stand by. Now, Bill,
yes.
Before we get to, of course, the big grand final week, and we can't wait for that, I thought what we'd do is revisit old Bins.
Oh.
Old September.
September Brown.
Just hit it for us, please, Bartholomew.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
He ran straight under the football.
We count down Billy's best or worst.
He's had enough. He better go shower up.
Finals moments.
Best and worst. So,
this is a man who Rabs claims that he is September Brownless. So calls himself that.
Well,
self-proclaimed September Brownless.
Well, Jim, a couple of weeks ago, we had 30 years to the day when I kicked 8 against St Kilda.
Yep.
That was September. Front of the page, a week ago in the Herald Sun? September?
Front of the page.
Front of the page.
Photo? Front of the page.
Yeah, I don't care about any of them. So what we're doing here is we're listing old Bins, old September's top five finals moments.
Come on, Fat.
All right, so here we go. With number five... Bucanaro. Brownless might have just belted Bucanaro.
And he's down, Bucanaro.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
Is it the bunny chop?
Please don't.
Here it is. Bunny chop. Oh, he's giving him a bunny chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man.
That was a wrist chop.
He wondered what he was going to do, Brownless. And in the end, it was just a head, a frontal lobe bunny chop.
He went in with great intention, but he came out with no intention.
Chopped him. Bucanaro still hasn't. I don't know if he's moved.
No, I think he's actually boxing on beautifully. So that's number five. Number four, this is the 1995 grand final when Bill decided to take on the biggest and toughest Carlton player on the field.
Christo, also excellent as the siren sounds. He gets ripped into the ground. Careful, Billy. Still a half of football to go. And the last thing we want is a melee. But that looks as though it's what we've got. They're coming from everywhere on the outer side in front of the southern stand.
Careful, Billy.
Good on you, Sandy.
Yeah, you might step on Ange Christie. No. Would be the only way you'd hurt him.
I was frustrated. I had to do something. So Big Bill just grabbed Ange, the nearest bloke to me, and I threw him around like a rag doll. He was in trouble.
Of course you did.
He was in trouble.
I like how you said there's another half to play. You were down by 40 points.
Yeah, we're in a bit of trouble. I was frustrated. And Ange was the first bike I saw, but then, of course, the Greek goddess comes along, old Cooter, and just grabs me. And then Barry hit him on the bum with his crutch and got fined 10,000. Barry Stone.
Come on, Barron.
Come on, Barron.
So then what we found was that the same thing kept happening in big moments in finals. So let's start with, 1989 in the goal square.
Ducked his head, got the handle out to Buse, 45 metres out, Buse to the punt road end, high ball, couch over the top, couldn't mark it off, and
Minor
score.
Front and centre, Brownless.
Brownless fell over
you
his own feet.
You fell over your own feet.
Jim, if we look at that again, it's a goal.
No, it isn't.
It
and
is.
The thing about it is, Bill, you were 4 metres out.
And
all you had to do was bend over and pick the ball.
No, there's people on me. I had to kick it off.
Wasn't.
I had to think quick and kick it off the ground, and I did a very good effort and was given a point,
Bill,
when it was a goal, Jim.
You were in the same position Nick Riewoldt was in, but you didn't have Heath Shaw behind you. You just had to pick the ball up and kick the goal, but you fell over. So there's the first example of falling over. And then, of course, we get to number two.
Oh, no.
And this is in the pocket in the 94 prelim. Game on the line. I think a point down at this stage with about 20 seconds left. Hit it, Rabbits.
Been superb.
Look out.
Shot the handball to the boundary. Oh, Brownless fell over. Brownless tripped over himself. He got the ball out of bounds accidentally.
Did he?
I bent down to pick my pen up, but I missed it.
A sniper bullet from somewhere in the stand managed to just hit Brownless, and he fell over with no one anywhere near him.
I was stuffed, Jim. I'd ran 18 Ks for that game. I just couldn't lift my legs, so they fell.
Been superb.
Look out.
Shot the handball to the boundary. Brownless tipped over himself.
So that's number two. That's two examples of falling over in massive moments in finals. And, of course, the best players keep their feet, Rabbits. But we get to number one. And this is, of course, after how many years? 30 bloody years of the Cats waiting for a flag.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How many years?
67. So yes. That was, 07? 40 years, Jim.
40 years of the Cats waiting for a flag. And, of course, Bill had played in four himself and hadn't managed to get the job done. So
that's right.
Then 07 happens and Port Adelaide get the mother of all beltings from the Cats. And in the coverage, down to the race we go, and we see a busted old bald hack making it all about himself.
Thanks very much, a man who's been crying like a child for about the last 2 hours. Can you believe how you feel, Big Unit?
No, I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Dogs. I had the team. They made me talk. But, mate, this is fantastic. To all the supporters out there, and we, you know, we couldn't win one, but these blokes have. So that's what it's all about.
Can
you believe that?
That's beautiful.
Making the team that won the flag all about you who couldn't win one.
Unselfish Brownless.
Was
I was so happy for the club to win because Ablett and them couldn't do it for us. So
So that was you talking to next year's co-host, Birrarung Ma. So
yes, that's
then,
good. Well done.
So there's the top five, but we're just giving you another one to enjoy because there's more. Well, I'm not sure if this was September, but it certainly sounds like it.
Oh, look, I've got to go away and have a good think about it, because honestly, that's what I'll do now. I've just got to talk to a few people have a good think about it.
What are the big issues in North Geelong? Literacy with school children, drug abuse? What are the big issues in North Geelong?
All those. But as you know, I haven't got a great feel of it, and that's what I've got to look at. So.
There's one thing you'd know, Billy. What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
He does a very good job. Honestly, it was just a bit of a chat at coffee. Nothing great deal said up there, and we'll go from there.
What about the separation of powers? Do you endorse that at all?
What I could never work out, Rabbits, was while that doorstop was happening, someone was underneath Bill and had a hold of his kegs. What's the high-pitched voice all about, Fat?
Well, Jim, that's my serious voice. That was my political voice.
The
journalists
smelt blood in the water then.
They smelled like a shark. They had a big, dirty whale out there and they were going. They couldn't wait to ask questions. But you know what? Who gives a f*** about the independence of the Auditor General or whoever it is?
That whale, they were just eating, they're feasting on the carcass.
Were they? What?
So oh, as I no, said, Rabbits, you know what, I'm not sure if that was in September, but no. that is the best finals moments of our man Binns Brownless.
I'm gonna bring some next week. My best stuff.
Oh yeah. Just some yeah, good luck with that.
Lyric. The Geelong Hotel, drink card.
Oh, my God.
Lambies. Yeah. Grab a friend.
It's the Rush Hour. Yeah. JB and Bill. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's,
The Antarctic? Or Antarctica, this whole
breakdown.
Bill.
Oh, he went down to the Antarctica.
Right.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by St Kilda co-captain and one of the favourites to take out the Brownlow medal on Sunday night, Jack Steele.
This man is the captain of St Kilda and won their best and fairest last year in leading the Saints into the finals.
And absolutely loving the goal is Jack Steele. He's dancing around because he knows the Saints are marching into the finals.
Tonight, he could be going for back-to-back Trevor Barker medals. Please welcome Jack Steele.
In he comes, Jack Steele, one of the premier on-ballers in the competition. Fat, we love how he goes about it. Very, very good operator. And, of course, with a BNF tonight, named after the famous Trevor Barker, it's highly likely to be two in a row. Jackie boy, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have you got your speech ready? You've got all the sponsors and everything ready to go?
It's all ready to go. I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be quite a bizarre night with how we've structured it. I think there's a few of us going into the studio and the rest is on Zoom. And, it's definitely a bit bizarre and not what I'm used to.
Who's going to be running this? We always like to know who's MC. Mickey Roberts? I'm confused. Who's running the show?
I'm not. I think we might have two, but I think one of them is Nicky Dale, who's our new AFLW coach. So
that'll be nice and boring.
Yeah, it'd be funny. We'll see how he goes.
And his cankles.
Yeah, just make sure you shoot him from the waist up.
And then, of course, Sunday night is the Brownlow medal, you got Wines, you got Bont, you got Oliver, and you got Jackie Steele. It's going to be very, very close. What do you reckon, Jack Steele?
Oh, I think I'm not really expecting too much to come of the night for me, but I feel like those other three players that you just mentioned have had really great years for their respective clubs, and yeah, they probably maybe deserve it a bit more than me, but either way, if I win it, I win it. I'm not too fussed because at the end of the day, it's an award that I never really have had in my aspirations to win. It's always just about team first and making sure the Saints can win as many games as possible. So if it comes, it comes, but I'm not expecting anything.
So how's that night going to run? Are you just sitting in front of a Zoom screen at home on your own and they might cross to you every now and then, or what are you going to actually do?
I'm still waiting to hear on what the night's going to look like. I think it'll be similar to what the best and fairest is. And I suppose the contenders will go into a studio here in Melbourne and everyone else that is invited from Melbourne and New South Wales will be on Zoom. So very bizarre.
I love your answer there, Jack. I remember the great Matthew Scarlett Fat when he was asked about it saying, well, what's the point of winning the Brownlow? Who do you celebrate with yourself? It is an important award, but it's nowhere near team success. And the fact that you're putting that first is refreshing to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'd trade it in. If I wanted, I would happily trade it in for a position, in the grand final this next week. So obviously I can't do that, but it's just, I suppose, a bit of inspiration to try and get myself and the Saints there next year.
Help the contract too, I reckon. It'd be nice if you just won.
I haven't listened to Fat.
You march in there.
That explains how you used to play.
A rabbin and you just say, oh, there's an extra 50 or 100. Actually, I'd rather win a Brownlow, to be honest.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, how are you? Because I watched you closely there towards the end of the year and you seemed to have some hand injury or something. So I was just wondering how you're feeling your body.
The body's good. Just had to have a little clean up on the hand towards the end of the year. But very, very minor. Otherwise, the body's good. And I've had a couple of weeks off and just starting to get moving again, which is nice. But yeah, otherwise, all good.
Incredible the fact that you could pick that up, Fat. No one else in football did, but you did.
Well, see, I follow it closely. People think don't. They think I just stuff around. But I watch Jackie and I'll steal
him. You just noticed his hand. Which hand, by the way, Fat?
One of them. And also, good news for the Saints. Jack Billings, 4-year deal, because there was talk Jack might go elsewhere. And then, of course, Paddy Ryder on the stream has signed a 1-year deal too.
yeah, it's great news for the club. Both very valued players at our footy club, and in particular, Paddy, he gives us first use in the ruck when he's up and going, and he's just a star player that really helps us break the game open at times. And JB's been a part of the club for a long time, yeah, so it's great to have him sign
been
on.
Been a
again.
Part of every club, Steely. It's just what I do. I give back to the game.
Hey, JB is.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. talk to us about the big dance, please. Who's winning that, the Dogs or the D's?
Oh, I think you could flip a coin. I picked Geelong and Port in the prelim, so yeah, I reckon the D's probably have the upper hand at this stage, but we'll wait and see.
Hey, now the other thing is, you have already started back, you were telling us before we started this interview, with your program, so it's not official pre-season, but you're back, you know, just turning the tyres over. You might be, Jack Steele, the only people in Victoria that can actually exercise for 3 hours. Thanks for that, Dan, by the way, you're just allowed to exercise for 3 hours, but you might actually be doing that. What are you doing?
Just light stuff still. We've had a few weeks off just resting up and getting the body right, and now we're just starting to get moving, whether it's running or off-leg stuff in the gym. We still have access to our facility in Moorabbin, so we can go in there and lift some weights and get on the bike and do all that sort of stuff, but very light, nothing too heavy to start with, but yeah, we're just keeping the body moving.
Do you try and have a holiday? Maybe go to Tassie or Darwin or somewhere, or not really?
Not really. Yeah, we're not really allowed to go anywhere without an exemption. So I've tried to get back home to Canberra, but they're in lockdown too at the moment. So, no good.
What would you do if you went to Canberra just for a weekend?
Yeah, tell us what you'd have there.
The private bin you'd go to, you'd go to Fishwick. What else would you do, Jack?
Buy some
porn and
fireworks.
What is that? Oh, Parliament House, that's right. You go there.
War Memorial's there as well.
Yeah. What else, Jack?
No, I'd be spending time with the folks and seeing my mates, I reckon. But, yeah, not a whole lot to do.
Hey, with regard to tonight and the BNF, you've been at the club for a fair while now. What have you been told by the legends that hang around the joint about the great Trevor Barker? Because, my goodness, not only was Trevor unbelievably good during the 2 hours of the game, but the other 22 hours of the day, Jackie boy, he got the job done.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I've heard. Only good things about the man, so would have been nice to have met him, but yeah, I heard he got to work off the field.
Bill. Did he? He was among the best ever.
I played there one day, Jim, out at Moorabbin, and they used to have that cage. Fair dinkum, they were feral. They were the feralest supporters, Jack. Mate, Mark Fine and his mates there, they were fair dinkum feral out there.
Is it the animal enclosure? Is that what
it
was called?
That's it, mate, yeah. Hey, speaking of that and Moorabbin, and the Spud Frawley, the Denny Frawley facility, how's all that going?
Yeah, it's actually going really well at the moment. They've nearly got the whole building up, and then they're just starting to deck out the insides of it. But we've also torn the deck up, and we're getting that done over the summer, which will be nice to train on. So it'll all be perfect by the time the season starts next year, I think.
Hey, good luck, mate. So if you don't win the Brownlow, because we know we're pretty confident you've tucked the Trevor Barker away, if you don't win the Brownlow, who will?
I'm going to have to say Ollie Wines. He's I think he's had a great year, and yeah, Port have had an awesome year as well. So it'd be good to see him win it, because I think he deserves it.
All right, mate. Well, we love, as I said at the top, the way you go about playing your footy and leading that great club. So enjoy a bit of a break. Make sure you have one, and good luck not only tonight but with the Brownlow on Sunday.
Beautiful. Thanks, fellas.
And you're still up.
It's the Rush Hour. Cheers. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you reckon the bosses, they hear that? Mate, they're going to come in here and go, Bill, fair dinkum, finish up tonight.
James Brayshaw.
Oh, yeah!
Bins Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Brownlow is on Sunday night, so it's time to revisit one of Bill's Brownlow moments, thanks to Thirsty Camel.
Now, it's another Rush Hour Brownlow moment. This September, find your local bottle shop at thirstycamel.com.au.
Because in these days, when we're doing these shows, I was also the chairman of an AFL football club,
Fat, right.
So I had very important business to do inside the room.
Mm-hmm.
I left you in charge of our show and across to Howie.
And Fev.
And how'd it go?
Well, they were in the studio because Fev wasn't allowed back into Crown, to be honest, Jim. So they were in the studio. And so Howie and Fev were doing the Rush Hour from here, and I was out there with all the players. And Jim, what could go wrong?
What's happening down there, Bill? Is it building? Is it pumping?
It's all happening here. Let me tell you. I just ran into David Armitage. He's had a couple of frothies.
He loves that hair, mate.
He's got that hair. It's just not right. I touched it. He nearly belted me. He put it sprayed on there. I tell you what I love. It's all the old boys. They come through early and they get into a room here and have a couple of frothies. Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and...
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
Come on, Bill. What do we say here? Write that down, Dangerous.
Shane Way Woden. It's funny, mate. You get these old blokes come up that have won the Brownlow and they just stand there expecting to get interviewed and you got no idea who it is, right? So you go up and you go... g'day, mate. What year did you win it again? He goes, 1970. I go, that's right. And I've got a list here. I go, Peter Bedford, that's right.
Dippler, he said.
Well, should have just went with Dipper, of course, Jim. But
well, how would you say his full name?
Just Dipper. Everyone knows him as Bertie or Dipper.
No, but his full name is Robert.
Dipper Lemenic Co.
It's not Lemenic.
Well, how do you know? You're Italian, eh?
It's Di Pier Domenico.
A Di Pier.
That's it.
That's French.
Di Pier Domenico.
And he's Italian. Di Pier is very French. What about Howie's voice, by the way? What was he sucking on? Helium balloons and stuff. Come on. Come on, Howie. I had to go out and do all the work because you were pretending to go into the Brownlow, of course. So
I was in the Brownlow.
Did you enjoy it?
Nope.
Is that the night when you weed on Paul Couch?
Oh, no, that was – I did enjoy that one because that was when I was there as a just a go-around for Triple M. I don't know how I got invited, actually. It was a bit weird years ago.
Yeah.
And so I got excited, Bill. It'd have to be nearly 20 years ago. And so I had a few charges early.
And you're no good at it.
I got rolling early, and then I got halfway through the second break, and suddenly I thought, oh, I'm going to have to break the seal here. I need a wee. So as the – and I was on one of the crap tables. Yes. So I was over near the doors. And as the doors opened, I have gone bang, and I've screamed in there. And as you know, at the Palladium, you've got about 30 little mini cubicles in a row that you can have a wee in, and they've got the little sides on them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was first in there, but there was a stampede behind me, so those cubicles were filled up straight away. So anyway, I needed a wee badly, Bill. So I've got it started. And you know how sometimes, you don't mean to, but sometimes as you're having a wee, you just get a little... Bill, I look around and there's Couchy.
Oh, Jim.
The Brownlow medalist, the great Paul Couch, is standing behind me waiting for me to finish, and I've basically roist straight on top of him.
Jim.
Not my finest moment. If I didn't know he was there.
That's inappropriate, fair
enough. It is inappropriate.
Jim, come on, mate.
You can imagine how he laughed.
Oh, he would have giggled. He would have giggled, old Couchy. He would have giggled, mate.
Anyway, I didn't mean to fart on a Brownlow medalist.
But you did.
I did.
Ah, there we go. Billy's idiot file up next.
That's right.
Don't go anywhere.
It's the Rush Hour on JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best...
All right.
Best teeth in, please.
JB and Bins, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh, well, we're working on a Friday, which is not our normal go, Bins.
I know.
We're putting... I'll just drop a little extra invoice in.
No, I won't. I love doing it. I'm doing it for the love and Triple M and for Rush Hour, Jim.
I'm not doing it for the love, so there'll be a little extra, just a little extra something for Jim in September, which I need a bit of help.
Of course you do. What else are you going to do over there when you're in quarantine?
I need to catch a break, and so
break.
I think I'm on about $5,000 a show. Now, what we'll do here is the idiot file fat.
Yes.
Matty Haywood, who is a genius in the booth.
No, he's not.
And he has put together some really good stuff. A September Bins edition.
They don't think we're taking the mickey out of them, Jim. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Out of who?
That country. That country, Jim.
Which country?
GVO, Jim. GVO. Good.
Taking the
vibes.
Mickey out of who?
Azerbaijan.
He now thinks if he says it quickly, he can get away with it.
Adam Chera. Here's something else that's happening at Carlton, Jim. Adam Chera's move to Icon Park, Carlton, is reportedly not yet a fait accompli.
A fait accompli.
Yeah.
He's called it?
Yeah.
A fait accompli.
That's it, Jim.
Something that has already happened and cannot be changed or reversed.
A fate of complet.
That's it.
He's tried to go Latin.
A fate of complet. Plus, Boomer star Jock Landale tells us about the Olympics, Jim, and signing on with San Antonio Spurs.
The bins at my joint.
Yeah.
The people, the truck that comes later and later and later.
Oh, see? Later, what did I tell you?
It's almost sort of evening before they come by.
Jim, I told you, they stay out later and later.
Bins?
Yes, bins do.
Oh, that's it, September.
Do you go for a walk and just see all the freshly cut lawn? Jim?
Anyway, Zach Toohey.
I say girlfriend, you say wife.
Well, if he's married, it's his wife.
Well, I don't know if he is married. Look that up.
He's 100% married.
All right, then it's his wife, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Then you come over to the Big Smoke. You come over to Melbourne. You come over to Moonee Valley. And your horse runs at Moonee Valley.
Hey, Rock, have you asked Bill about the European country just to the west of Georgia?
Yeah, how do you say that, Bill?
No, if you say it, I'll say it. Come on, Rob.
Actually, technically to the east of Georgia. Yeah, but go on, Bill. George.
Can you say it first, JB, then I'll have a crack.
Oh, see, you can't say it.
I want Bill to have the first go. I'll have the second go. Rock has the third go.
Because Rock doesn't know how to say it. Righto, Azerbaijan. There we go.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, that now it's easy for Rock.
Azerbaijan.
Oh. Say Rock!
I've got a mate on here. I got old mate Foles. I've known for a long time. We bumped into each other when we're Tipperary. That's right. And in this little town, there was a funeral, and there was a big funeral procession.
Don't say anything.
A lot of cars lined up for the funeral, Jim. Okay.
The Golden Slam is what?
The Golden Slam is the Aussie, the French, the Wimbledon, the Olympic Games, and the US Open. What do you ask for,
The Wimbledon.
Dogs? The Wimbledon.
The Wimbledon, they call it.
And you've got a phobia of confined spaces, yeah? Tell us about that.
Claustrophobic, it's called, Jim. Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
How do you say the town it was found in, by the way?
Oh, they're just a mogul.
What was that?
I think it's Bendigo, Jim. We go with Bendigo. Great Britain, second. That's not a bad effort. Right. United States, then Russia, Netherlands, Ukraine.
Yeah, what about your mob?
Brazil, Australia, Italy, and finishing 10th, Jim.
Yes.
Azerbaijan. They only got 19 medals, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
My friends in the Arbs.
Oh, my God. It's just September bins.
That's it, Jim. You can't get much better, to be honest. I don't think you can, Jim.
I reckon, Rabs, he had, collectively over that little patch,
about
9 goes at saying that country's name, and not once did he get it right.
No.
Azerbaijan.
Make that 10.
That rounds it out to 10.
I just wrote it out phonetically. But it's been good, Jim. I think it's been a long year, and it's caught up with us all, really.
It's caught up with you.
You don't look at your best, actually, as I look down the Zoom here.
No, I'm looking very crisp.
Rabsy's looking chubbier and chubbier.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, I'm chubby. That's you, Rabs.
Every now and then, Rabs, it works to say nothing and let Bill take it wherever he's going.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a joke and then we can finish. We'll have a frothy, Jim, and then we've got a big weekend of doing nothing.
It's Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. No footy this weekend, JB, but there still is a Saturday rub.
Oh, of course there is. 12 to 2, and it's, Bill, it's trying to bring, can we tell him this, Bill, or not?
No. It's a secret.
Well, I can't tell you then.
It's like the
Bill's
nuns.
Trying to bring a couple of icons of the game together who don't particularly like each other.
Trying to get it, which is a bit difficult. So we'll just, it's a good tease, Jim. That's all we'll do. We'll tease that. But we'll have the quiz.
Glenn Jakovich is one of them.
I wouldn't even say that, Jim.
I won't say that then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bill, this is what happens with these Friday jokes, right?
Yes.
I find Rabs, Bill, really good stuff, and he refuses to go with any of them.
Yeah.
And then he complains that he doesn't have any jokes.
Well, I get in trouble, Jim.
Oh, do you?
Yes, and I filter them, and I'm happy with what I've got. A couple of yours, like the nun joke, I just can't go
Bill,
with.
I didn't say go with the nun joke. All right, that was just one between you and I. They get up to St. Peter. No, not the cobbles. Not the cobbles, Pat. That's another nun joke.
I know.
It's when they all get up to the pearly gates and the holy water. No, we can't go with that one, Bill.
Cut him off. He's in a post today.
All right, so, Bill, something for you.
Yeah.
That's a little
fruit of the laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Friday, Jimmy boy. Friday, Fruity. Who is the most popular person in the nudist colony?
What?
The man who can carry a cup of coffee in each hand and also 10 donuts, Jim.
Oh. Come on.
Jim, so
you've told that before,
no,
by the way.
No, never.
You have.
Jim, so a coffee in each hand, right?
So so you're saying he's Larry Longpong. That's what you're saying.
And I think they're the chocolate-coated donuts, too.
Oh,
they're big donuts.
I don't think.
They are. They're thick donuts.
They're Krispy Kremes.
They're thick ones.
The one about the banana.
No, Jim, you're in a poke today. You have a spell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.